Basically, I have an issue. The issue is that my wife will not speak to me. She doesn't want anything to do with me. She wants her space. And the only way I've been able to do something, and basically it was for her birthday, was send her something at work. It looks like that's the only way I could probably do something about it, try to send her something, let her know that I'm thinking about her, give her something that, like the program says, something that lets her know that I know who she is.
So,
But
Lewis, what's your question?
how do I get to her? Because it seems I have no way of getting to her, and I do not want to get her in trouble or get myself in trouble at her work.
Well, first of all, I'm not sure I agree that you don't have any way to get to her. You yourself just told me that you are sending her gifts at work. Very good. So you should be doing that on a weekly basis, and you're getting to her every week. I assume also she has a cell phone, like we all do, and she has a work phone, probably. So you can also call her. The combination of those two things enables you to employ 99% of what I'm teaching in the program. And through the employment of those things, if you can begin to move the needle and build goodwill, she'll open up more access to you. She'll get together with you for a coffee at Starbucks. And then you'll have, physical presence as well, which will enable you to implement even more of the program. And I'm not sure what you meant by, getting in trouble. There's no reason why you can't visit her at work, to even get that physical access. So don't, be careful not to focus on what you can't do. In these situations, there's always a ton that you can't do. So what? Nobody ever failed at saving their marriage because of what they can't do. People fail at saving their marriage because they don't do what they can do. Focus on what you can do and use it to move the needle and open up more access. And day by day, you'll get more access, you'll build more goodwill, you'll build more of a connection. These things don't resolve themselves overnight. You've got to wake up every day and be ready to put your nose to the grindstone, to do the work that's necessary to just make things a little bit better. And if every day you make them a little bit better, after a few months, they're a lot better.